If your inbox has been filling with messages informing you of updates to privacy policies, it's probably because of the new California Consumer Privacy Act, which takes effect Wednesday, January 1st, first day of the year. It's being called the strictest digital privacy law in the U.S. It requires tech companies, most of which are based in California, to disclose what data they collect on users and what they're doing with it, and requires them to give users the option to opt out of having their data sold. Sarah Morrison is a reporter for Recode. She's been looking into the implications of this new law as part of Vox's open-sourced reporting initiative. And Sarah, we already know that sites like Google and Facebook are tracking us, for instance, how we shop. And we'll get this email notifying us of the new law. But how will we actually see the change in the options?
I think the way that most people will see this is you go to a website and, you know, just like you said, there's the emails with all the new privacy policies that will inform you. I think the websites will have to have some language on them, I think in the footer or somewhere on it, and then also a do not sell my information link. And that is where you would go to then opt out. The privacy policies also have to spell certain things out more than they might already, and then also give you links or ways that you can opt out of having your data sold.
No. Well, step back. Do you think there's going to be any surprises here? You know, we all kind of know that, let's say, you know, if we are going to buy something, the people will be alerted that we're about to buy something and maybe try to sell us something else. But do you think there's going to be something that will surprise us about how we use the internet and how that data is used?
I think the surprises will come if you exercise the option of asking a company to give you the data that it's collected about you, which Californians can do. I think if you're not a Californian, you can ask. They don't have to do it, but I don't know how many of them are going to really take the time to figure out if you're a Californian or not and might just give it to you. So I think the surprises there will be they have to tell you what they've collected, I think how they got it, and I think be specific about what they've collected from you. And I think that might be surprising to people to see how specific, how much knowledge that a website might have about them.
Do you think it's going to be more than, you know, people shopping? Because, you know, again, we get that. We know that, you know, people might sell that data to someone else who might also want us to try to buy something, right? But let's say, might you discover on Wednesday, if you go through this process, let's say you've looked for, some sort of adult entertainment, and that had been tracked by these companies and they sold that information. Might you find that?
I think so. I personally don't
You're not worried
examine
about that.
The privacy policies of some of those places, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay. Well, Facebook in particular is gearing up for a fight with California over these new standards. Why?
Facebook itself, I think, will say they support this law. And I think up until a certain point, they kind of didn't. They wanted some changes. I think they got them. But now they're saying they support it. So the way Facebook operates is it doesn't really buy or sell your data, actually. But they have a web trackers. One of them is called Pixel. And if you're a business, you can put for free Facebook's Pixel on your site. The consumer doesn't see it. It's not really visible. But behind that, it can look at your behavior on the website, and Facebook knows who you are because it has your Facebook profile, and then it can kind of take your behavior on the site to get more data about you. And then the business can get, you know, analytics through that for themselves, and they can buy ads on Facebook based on that data. So that's not really selling data. The business doesn't know what Facebook knows about you. It's a sort of a one-way transfer. The sale comes from the ads based on the data. So depending on how you want to interpret the law and the words and what it means, Facebook could say, we're not buying it, we're not selling it. So, you know, it's up to the business site that this is on to follow any applicable laws. We're just doing a service. This is a business purpose, which is an exemption that the law has.
Well, we'll see how California's attorney general and, you know, how this legal battle unfolds. But in the meantime, this opt-out that consumers have, do consumers stand to lose anything if they say, I don't want you to do this?
So the law says there's a right to non-discrimination, so websites can't give you a different or lesser service because you don't want your data to be sold. But a lot of these sites are free because they make money somehow, and that money is generally the data that you provide them. So it wouldn't be unrealistic to think that if that economy suddenly can't make that much money, there might be some changes there. But no, a site can't just say, you didn't want us to sell your data, so we give you, you know, half the service or you got to go.
Peanuts for you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how this unfolds. Sarah Morrison, a reporter for Recode. And again, starting the first of the year, Wednesday, the California Consumer Privacy Act goes into effect. And it's, of course, expected to affect people across the country. So watch out for that. Sarah, thank you.
Sure. Thanks.